And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
One is the sunshine, the other is rain.
Well, here we are back with the Friday Bob and Ray show.
This rain. The other Bob and Ray show? Is that what you said?
No, the Friday one.
Oh, I thought you said the other one. I was wondering where the first one would have been. We'll be here for the... All right, themes to stop. Thank you. We're snappy again today, you notice?
Did you give him a cannon?
No. Please, we have spent almost $5 in eggs, Bob, and our budget director was telling me this morning by a long-distance phone that we can't keep that up.
Where is he now, Puerto Rico?
Yes, he's down in Puerto Rico.
Having a nice vacation for himself.
Wonderful time. The old juggler, we call him, he handles our books.
Well, he'll be back for the fall accounting.
Yes, and I hope that... one of these days, we may spring a surprise check on those books and find him wanting.
Of course, you know what he isn't wanting. Figuring. You know, what we're not figuring is what we're taking in on the telescope at a dime a throw.
How much are we taking in, Uncle Bob?
Well, a dime every time somebody looks at it.
I know that, but how much?
Tar Heel.
How much in total?
We've got 20 cents. Which
Not really. And I think both those dimes were mine. Come to think of it.
I think one of them was mine. I looked through it. No, I looked through it on your dime. That's right.
That's right. So,
somebody's walking into the studio right
now. Well, who would it be but Natalie Attired?
Hey, Natalie Attired. It must be Friday.
It's Friday. Did you notice?
Yes.
And I... All right, Eddie. Just... Poor Eddie, honestly.
Oh, Eddie.
What?
Did you say, Eddie?
No, he said, okay, old lady.
Is that what you said, Eddie?
Well, yeah, just in a kidding way.
Well, I don't appreciate that kind of kidding.
Did you pick a letter from a college or high school this week?
College. Letter one. We had a nice note from a Ralphie Graham from Dartmouth.
Oh, boy.
And it was a long letter, but I won't bother to read it all.
Oh, is that windy one that passed across my desk? Oh,
yeah.
Seven or eight pages there.
Quite
nothing.
Verbose. Mm. But, nonetheless, he listed almost 45 reasons why we should say their song.
Well, you can't go through the list now.
We had a lot of competition, and it was a very difficult choice.
It was close between Dartmouth and Indiana, wasn't it?
No.
Indiana Collegiate University?
No, absolutely not.
Oh.
Nope. It was State Teachers College at Bridgewater, second.
Second. Well, maybe you can get to theirs later.
I hope so.
Anyway, here then, with a salute to Dartmouth, is Natalie Attired saying the fight song?
Yes, as the backs go tearing by.
All right. Remember, operators are standing by.
Pick it up a little, Eddie.
Right.
As the backs go tearing by, on the way to do or die, many sighs and many sighs and many cheers mingle with the Harvard tears as the backs go tearing by. Making gain on steady gain, echo swells the sweet refrain. Dartmouth's going to win today. Dartmouth's sure to win today as the backs go tearing by.
That's all, Eddie.
That's it, huh?
Okay. Eddie, you're on thin ice. What?
Hey.
Word, a new dress.
We had Natalie standing on the...
Oh, I must be hit with 2 dozen eggs here.
Well, that's what happens when the cannon goes off.
Isn't this terrible? Now, this is the type of dress that cannot be clean. Isn't this disgraceful?
It's the one you wear for all of your TV appearances, isn't it?
Now, don't get smart.
Well, it's just that it's too bad. I didn't realize that it would happen that way. We had you standing in the circle there, but not for that reason.
Well, when I step on the subway covered with 2 dozen eggs...
Oh, wait. Oh, Eddie, you'll laugh.
I mean, the people were going to shy away from it.
Eddie.
Yeah?
Come here. Do you see that circle painted on the floor, Eddie?
Is this what I'm going to get mine, like you told me this morning?
Yes, you're going to get yours.
Thank you.
So long, you two.
That 2 dozen eggs was worth it, I think.
Oh, and there goes a real omelet.
Hey, let's take a minute right now to remind our listeners about the Miller Show that comes our way each Sunday on CBS Radio.
Which Miller?
Mitch Miller.
I kind of set that one up for you, didn't I?
Well, Mitch, you know, presides over that show business roundtable of his every Sunday night.
Yeah, those fabulous guest stars from the glittering world of showbiz, a really high-class entertainment. Listen to the lineup he's got coming next Sunday.
Ooh.
Thelma Goon, star of the new movie Shufflin' Off to Skagway.
Oh, and rock and roll headliner Marvin Goon, whose record of Golly Molly is right up there on top now.
And Nesselrode Goon, author of the provocative best-selling novel Beatnik Baby, Eight to the Bar.
And other luminaries from a world of entertainment too numerous to mention.
Now, none of those people are really going to be on the show, are they? Right?
Probably not.
Uh-huh.
But you listeners are invited to be on hand for the Mitch Miller Show. Anyway, Sunday night on this radio.
Thanks, Pops.
Now it's time for Bob and Ray Sneak Preview Time.
A potpourri of interviews, scenes, fragmented ideas, and discussions to come. First,
thank you for helping me across the street, Sonny. My, but Midwest traffic can be wicked. Now, Sonny, because you've been so kind, I'd like to send you a thank you note. What's your name?
Johnny Dillinger, ma'am.
We'll be talking to ordinary people.
What's your name, sir?
John Flagler.
Now, sir, you're here to tell us about a rowboat you built.
That's right. Thing about it is, I think it's the largest rowboat ever built. It's 5,300 feet long.
It would seem to be the longest, Mr. Flagler, and it would also seem to be a good idea.
Well, I'm having a bit of difficulty with the oars, to tell you the truth. Each oar runs to about 3,300 feet. Now, when you get a piece of wood that length...
Snaps easily, is that it? Well, Mr. Flagler, I can only suggest...
There'll be fruitful public service features.
Here now is Mr. Peter Pendleton, curator of the Manhattan Zoo.
Thank you.
Mr. Pendleton, would you tell us about some of the hazards involved in visiting a zoo?
Well, I would advise the average person to get to the zoo before noon. Otherwise, you'll never get a table at the outside restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And steer clear of children carrying balloons. Now, some of the children have been known to sharpen the end of a stick attached to the balloon. And if the average zoo-goer is clever, he'll beat a hasty retreat at seal feeding time also. Now, the trainer throws his fish around the place indiscriminately, and you're just liable to get a flounder in the face.
I see. Well, now about the zoo proper, the animal cages and fish.
And for you sports buffs.
Made 470, 360, and 280.
And for the ladies.
Paula, this world isn't built the way you want it to be. Try to understand.
Tony, you're wrong. The world is built the way I want it to be.
What do you mean, Paula?
I mean just what I said, Tony. The world is built the way I want it to be.
Let me get this straight, Paula. When you say world, are you talking about the globe? I mean, the world as a planet?
That's right, Tony. Surely you must see that.
Hello, Dr. Denton?
All this and more.
And you will hear it here on Bob and Ray Sneak Preview Time.
Where is the Bob and Ray Trophy Train? Well, you'll find out in just a few seconds. Standing by now, somewhere in America, is Arthur Schrank, the Bob and Ray Trophy Train announcer.
Time to find out where Arthur and the train both are now as we call him in, Arthur Schrank.
Hello! Hi, everybody! This is Am I on?
Yeah. Yes.
Hello, everybody. This is Arthur Schrank speaking from Dallas, Texas, using the facilities of our CBS station, KRLD, here in Dallas. Bob and Ray, the first bad... Hello, everybody. This is Arthur Schrank. This is the first bad report on the trophy train, Bob and Ray. And I think maybe we could have Mr. Clyde Renbert, who runs this KRLD, come up here and explain to you just what's Mr. Ren... Hello!
All right, Schrank. I've had a hard enough time explaining to all of the time buyers and advertising agency executives that we called over here.
I've never wasted
what this was all about.
I've had a pound of $10 like this in my life.
Their unhappy mutterings can be heard probably in the background now.
To me, the whole thing shouldn't be called trophy train. It should be called... fraud.
Now, these are typical comments you're listening to, Schrank. I hope you all understand.
I don't mind spending $10, but boy, I hate to have it pinched from me.
Most of these people were invited here as guests of KRLD, and they found that it's cost them money to look at these Bob and Ray trophies.
Highway robbery.
Haven't you had this reaction before?
Well, there it is, Bob and Ray. A rather negative reaction of the trophy train. I think it's more or less
certainly
because
is.
It cost them so much money to go through looking at the Bob and Ray memorabilia.
And that small fellow, he sings all day.
All right, engineer, let's get the train rolling. This is Ray.
One of the most disgusting scenes I've seen in many
years. Wallace is cutting up, and he's not making too many friends for us either. So I'm going to try to talk to you real soon about it, see if we can clear it up. Okay, Wallace, sing.
Goodbye, goodbye, I wish you all a last goodbye, goodbye, goodbye,
and good riddance.
I wish you all a last goodbye.
A wonderful thing. I'm sure that we had some line trouble between Dallas and here.
But our thanks, of course, to KRLD. They did a fine job in covering the arrival of
and
the trophy train.
And our very dear friend Clyde Renbert, who appreciated the trophy train so much.
I'm sure that he will find renewed interest in time buying down there.
That's right. And just in a few moments now, of course, we'll have our big weekend party. Bob and I are leaving from the studio now. We're going right out to the sociables party up in Snobtown. We'll be there over the weekend, and we won't be back till Monday, and we're looking forward to that.
You're doing a grand job, Bob and Ray, and I think maybe we have a little time to ask if anyone in the audience has any particular talent that they would like to air coast to coast on the radio. Anybody here have a special talent that... they haven't been discovered or anything.
The talent that I'd like to talk about, and if you could use it, I can put a washer on a faucet without turning off the water supply.
That certainly is a trick. I've tried that many times and can't do it that way. How did you discover the way?
By mistake. I thought that's how you did it.
Oh, I see.
And the first time I did it, I got so tired.
I should think so, yeah.
But now I can do it in less than 11 seconds. And I'm going out to the Plumbers Convention. In fact, I'm touring with the act.
Is that so?
Going from one plumber convention to another.
Have you got solid bookings from now till next season? Get you into the busy season?
You bet. And I'm turning over a mighty nice, neat dollar. So I'm glad I came to your show.
Well, we're happy to promote any kind of talent we can. And you folks out there, look for this plumbing expert in your town.
I'll wear a carnation. That's one way you could tell.
You're wearing a carnation, and he will be changing washers and faucets without turning the water supply off.
Gee, that is a very interesting thing. I'd like to see that done sometime myself.
A lot of good luck to you, sir.
Really, we mean that sincerely. But now, we'll have a mystery sound for you all in just 10 seconds.
As promised, here is Monday's mystery sound.
Good. This is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
The
Bob and Ray Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.